Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I think we had a phone call over break. Is that right, Dave?
Yes, we do. Right. And you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Beautiful rain. Anyway, I hear you talking about Bernie. I'll make this long story real short. Known Bernie since he got here. He used to have a fruit market on 3rd Street. Some people may remember it was a poor farmer's market. It's where the Sonic is now. I sold Bernie peppers by the bushel, onions by the sack, tomatoes by the crate. Every experience I ever had with him in all the years I've known him has always been positive. I would say I put Bernie in the very, very top list of elder statesmen in Manhattan. I mean, people like Charlie Hostetler, James McCain, Charles Elliott, old Dr. Sager, great people like that. Bernie was right at the top of the list with all those people, and he will be missed by thousands of people. He was a friend to everybody. He was honest, true, and a great person.
Well done. Thanks for the call this morning. You know, and he's right. He is an iconic figure in the Manhattan business community. No doubt about that. And another thing about Bernie is that he didn't keep it all to himself. He had lots of partners in all of his, in many of his Pizza Hut franchises. So he helped make a lot of people make a lot of money in his work there. A lot of people from around here. A lot of people from, you know, he had a bunch of them in North Carolina. But he, a generous man. One with a great big heart, and like Cheryl said earlier, you know, he did not know a stranger. It's just every time you had an opportunity to visit with Bernie, you cherished it.
And for a guy to have that much success in life and to still have that impact on people, it's always special.
And just maintain a sense of him being a normal guy. I mean, it's just like, you know, he's, you know, such a great business success. There's no doubt about that.
Who doesn't know about Pizza Hut, right? I mean, that's... Well,
you know, and he was one of the first franchisees of Pizza Hut.
Right.
One of the first. You know, remember, Pizza Hut started in 1959 in Wichita.
Right.
And he started in 60 as a manager, and then eventually it became his franchise, the one in Aggieville.
Who knows? If he's not a part of that equation, who knows how successful Pizza Hut may have ultimately been.
And he had never tried pizza.
What?
Well, I mean, back in those days, pizza wasn't a big deal.
Really? I can't imagine living then.
You know, back in 1959, I mean, everybody was eating bologna and Spam and meatloaf and frozen dinners. I mean, there's, you know, the pizza wasn't a big thing right then, back then. You know, I didn't have my first Chinese food until, like, I was 20-something.
Really?
Because it just wasn't around. Not where I lived, anyway.
Right, right.
You know, and Pizza Hut wasn't a commonality. You know, and during my lifetime, I saw Pizza Hut just kind of grow and continue to grow. And I believe, and I think Bernie told me this as well, he confirmed this, that the Pizza Hut in Abilene may be the largest Pizza Hut, not only in the nation, but in the world.
Well, now I got to go do a little field trip at some point.
It's a big one. When you walk in there, you'll see square footage. It's just like, it's big. It's big. So, anyway. Okay. Yeah,
definitely a loss for the community, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, and I think one of the things, you know, it's just like it's one of those where you're just delighted to be able to talk about a man that is so thoroughly respected and loved. And that's something about Bernie Butler that, you know, there's not a whole lot of people that could be said about.
For sure.
Said that about them. And Bernie, dearly loved by all those who knew him, who worked with him. And, great loss for a lot of people. That, like I said, that extended family runs deep in this community.
And seemed like a man that kept to his roots.
Oh, absolutely. Too. Absolutely. He loved being here. He loved K-State. He just, you know, he was a man that was in love with life. And he just, he was never bigger than anybody else.
Humble guy.
Very humble. Very humble. So yeah. By the way, I do want to pass along to our listeners that we anticipate the arrival of the K-State basketball team at Manhattan Airport around 12:15.
Yes.
And that is the place where you should probably welcome them. Not exactly sure what their plans are after that, but if you want to welcome the team home back from their successful trip to Charlotte, I'm still kind of giddy about all that. Be at the airport about 12:15. Wear some purple.
Sweet 16.
Can you imagine that?
Sweet 16.
You know, at the beginning of the season, we were expected to finish, what, eighth?
Eighth in the conference.
Out of 10?
Yep.
And here we are, one of four Big 12 teams remaining that are still playing.
And to do it without
the NCAA tournament.
To do it without Dean Wade, that's been the most impressive part of this run so far for me.
And that's another thing. Dean said in an interview he's 98% sure he'll be playing Saturday. So hopefully he hasn't lost too much of his touch.
Cross his fingers.
Yeah. But going to need him. Definitely.
It was fun to watch.
So
it was fun to watch with some friends back in Winfield.
Oh, I bet. Uh-huh.
It's kind of been a traditional thing that I've done over the past, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years, kind of just traditional little mini spring, especially when I was in college, you actually had spring break to go and just watch the tournament, you know, the whole time. But since I got out of college and became a professional man, a working stiff, I will try and take a couple days off at the end of the week around that first round tournament, go back home, hang with family, hang with some friends, watch some tournament games, and a real blast to watch those games this year. Just incredible with my little mini.
It was a little nerve-wracking. It was a little nerve-wracking, especially last night,
yeah.
You know, because just didn't seem like anybody could make anything.
No, but that defense was stout.
Staunch, yeah.
Very stout.
No doubt about that. Well, you you prefaced the program that you had a bunch of topics. Let's I tell you what, let's go over some of those topics, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and bring those up for discussion.
Sure. We're going to do a little crops update. We'll probably do that after the break, a little crops update to see how things are going. We get this rain. I think maybe we're much-needed rain, but I don't know.
Is it enough?
We need more.
We need more.
We definitely need more.
You can
more.
Always have more this time of year.
And also, a story out of China caught my eye. It's actually, I retweeted on my Twitter, and there's a reason for that interest. It has a little U.S. interest in that. So we'll go with that out of the break, and maybe some forgotten topics in the Fort Riley update as well.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial.